Good morning. Glad to see all of you here and all those that might be connected in this morning. I don't know that it's cold enough yet, though. Maybe. I have a sister that lives in Minnesota. It's negative 10 there, but I don't know what the wind chill factor is. But I've been told it's going to get colder, but yet one of our confirmands says it's going to be up to 45 degrees next Tuesday. So just wait a little bit and Ohio weather will change. But welcome to our time of worship. We do try to always have church available on Sunday mornings, no matter the weather, as long as the pastor and the one of the accompanists can make it. We have worship, and we leave it up to all of you to make that decision, whether you should travel or not. But that's also the blessing of having our live stream for those that remain home this day. But welcome to our time of worship. Couple of announcements to highlight. Remembering that next Sunday is annual meeting Sunday, so there is no 8 o'clock service. Sunday school will start 15 minutes early at 9 a.m. We'll have worship here in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. with the annual congregation meeting to follow that, and then a luncheon after the meeting. We have a special person here for Mission of the Month.
Good morning. I want you to imagine that you have a 5-gallon bucket with a lid on it, and you don't know what's inside of it. You lift the lid and you start pulling things out, things like rubber gloves, sponges, cleaning solutions. What do you think of? I think of work. Scrubbing floors, scrubbing walls, scrubbing bathrooms. I think of work. I want you to picture that same bucket and think of it as a blessing. And you say, a blessing? How is that? That same bucket of cleaning items is a blessing. It's for folks who have been victims of disasters such as fires, floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes. And Church World Services is there to offer this ministry of cleanup kits, buckets filled with cleaning supplies. These cleanup kits are a blessing, and they show those in their time of need that God's people really care. They represent a beginning in the recovery and rebuilding process of their damaged homes, and with our help and the help of others, Church World Services can supply many of these kits. It takes about $75 to purchase the items to fill the cleanup kit. If you feel led to support this mission, you may give through your offering envelope marked MAM for Mission of the Month or CWS Kits on Line 11. And for online giving, choose Church World Services from the Give To drop-down. Please prayerfully consider supporting this mission and remember to include in your prayers those who will receive these kits as they work towards rebuilding their homes and their lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. A public service announcement. One of the people standing in the narthex before worship suggested that I share, since there is less people here for worship than normal, those that are present need to give up a little bit more in the offering. Public service announcement is now over.
Thank you.
Our opening scripture reading comes from the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. I'll share a little bit more about this in the message. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, as we gather, as we worship you this morning, we thank you for the bold statement, the bold leadership of Joshua in his proclamation of how he and his household will serve you. Lord, our worship is an aspect of serving you. Oftentimes we think about serving the Lord as doing something, of helping others, but it also involves just our gathering together to worship you. So we thank you for this opportunity. In Christ we pray. Amen.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. It'll be interesting and exciting to see how God will be working in our lives this coming year. I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing number 567 in the hymnal, Another Year is Dawning. Hymnal from 386, which is a responsive reading, and the next three hymns. O to be like thee, verses 1 and 2. I would be like Jesus, verses 1 and 3. And more about Jesus, verses 1, 2, and 4. In his image. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
And we leave with unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness, the ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the success and greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. I also know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
Let the offer of faith all restoration.
Now let us greet each other with Jesus' love, passing the peace of Christ.
I'd like to invite the children up this morning to our children's moment, please.
You're second.
I trusted your arm, but well, good morning. Wasn't it just a few weeks ago? The Christmas trees were all up, lights were sparkling, and
it was a little bit warmer, right? Yeah.
I think it's much colder
because that was warm. Yeah, if you like the cold weather, this is it for you. So, Christmas time, season when Jesus was born, that's the most important thing, right? What's something else that's important around Christmas time? What's under the tree? What's under the tree? Presents, right? Some of them are for you. And some of them are for people maybe that you've got them for, right? So it's okay to receive too. So I'm going to go down the line real quick. Tell me your favorite present. What'd you get? iPad. iPads. A cup? A what? Ninjago set? A Penn State sweatshirt? Oh, yeah, I like it. Smart kid. What'd you get?
I got,
it says Michigan on your shirt, so it couldn't have been that good of a present.
I got a train blanket.
A train blanket?
Yeah.
Awesome. What did you get?
I spent most time with it.
Monster trucks and trains. What'd you get? What's that?
Harry Potter Legos.
Awesome gifts. All right. Those are really neat things, okay? But I'm going to kind of talk about a few things kind of related to gifts, all right? I wasn't sure how I was going to do this morning with the weather, if it'd be an adult's moment or a children's moment, so I'm going to do my best to kind of combine both. Okay. So when you guys were little, do you ever have any things that, like, frustrate you or hurt your feelings?
Yes.
Yes? So somebody took a ball of yours and didn't give it back. That hurt your feelings, right?
Yeah, I was so furious.
So this ball right here that I have isn't yours, but this is something that hurt me, hurt my feelings, okay? Something else. You ever been mad at your brother?
No.
That's not good, but you're mad and you held it and you were mad at him for a long time maybe? Yeah. That's not a good thing either, right? So now I have two things that I'm holding on to that's not good. Anybody been mad at their mom or dad?
Uh-huh.
Maybe made you stop playing with your toys, it was time to eat or something, made you come inside,
yeah.
And you still want to play? Yeah, that's frustrating. What else?
My brothers.
Your brothers? Being mean? Yeah, that's not nice either. So you're holding this stuff and you're really mad and you're not letting it go, right? You're remembering that my brothers were mean to me. I had to come inside early. Somebody stole my ball from me and I'm probably not going to want to play with those guys anymore. What else? Your mom made you pick up your toys and you're just going to get them out again? Yeah, that's frustrating. So that's an anger that you're carrying with you, right? What's it? He's going to do the next children's moment. What else do you have? What's that? Getting in trouble. I'm mad. I didn't do it. It was her fault. They're the ones who did it, and I just got caught doing it. So, and I'm really getting frustrated because, I know, give me another ball because that's a problem. Now I'm getting kind of fold here. And what haven't I done yet that I'm so frustrated? You know, and as an adult, someday as you guys get older, you're going to have a job, and maybe you're going to try to apply for a job, and you don't get it. Somebody else gets it, and you're mad at them.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. It's mine. I got it. Okay. And maybe, you know, kids are mean sometimes, and sometimes adults can be mean. And boy, I hope that person, you know, he doesn't maybe get a new job or a new car, or, you know, I hope something bad happens to him. You know, does God want us to do that? No. What's God do? Does God ever do any of this stuff to us? And you know what? All these balls that I'm carrying are problems that we need to take to God and talk to God about. And this is a new year, like Pastor Eric said. And so whenever we have these, you know, somebody took my ball at recess, or I have to pick up my toys early, or something, I'm mad at my brother or my sister, we need to just pray to God and ask for, you know, for help. Ask for some patience, or ask some understanding, or maybe when you get a little bit older, Brick, can you help me? This is falling off. We're good. Maybe you'll try out for a basketball team and you may not make it. Maybe you can pray to God and say, God, will you show me what my special talent is? I really want to play basketball, but maybe it's doing something different. Maybe it's playing piano. Okay? So with you carrying these all around, this is what your soul looks like. And as an adult, we can have this stuff too. It doesn't make us look real clean, right, inside? And you kind of look foolish. So what do we need to do? What did I say we need to do? Pray to God and ask for some help. So we're going to pray right now, but I want you guys, instead of praying with our eyes shut and our heads down, I want you to pray with me and watch me, okay? So let's pray. Watch me. Heavenly Father, thank you for my life. Thank you for my brothers and my sisters and my mom. Thank you. And thank you for my friends helping to pick balls up. Thank you for my warm house that I have. And thank you for my friends at recess. Even though they may take the ball from me, I thank you that maybe they're playing with the ball because maybe they don't have one at home to play with. And maybe they were never taught manners or shared things, but Lord, they can have it. Help me to understand that. Lord, help me to love my family more and more every day. Lord, I just want to love you, and I want you to share your blessings with me. Now that my hands and my heart's empty, I can receive your blessings, okay? When your hands and your heart is full of all those things holding back, you can't receive all those cool things that God wants to give you, all right? So now let's pray with our heads down. Heavenly Father, thank you for the children that are up here, brave in the cold to come outside. And thank you, Lord, for the cold. There is a reason for it. We're not sure, but you made it that way, and we'll accept it. Lord, I ask you just to protect these kids in the cold, protect them at school from illnesses, help them understand and open their heart to your blessings. And we'll see you guys all next week. Amen.
Let us prepare our hearts for our own prayer time with the first verse of In the Garden, number 425 in the hymnal.
Heavenly Father, gracious God, we thank you that we can talk with you, and we thank you that you walk with us and we can walk in your ways. We thank you for the boldness of leaders from Scripture that guide us. We thank you for the guidance of Joshua And I pray that each one of us would declare in our hearts and live in our lives that we want to serve you. There are countless ways that you have served and continue to serve us. We thank you for what Matt just shared, in the way that you offer us forgiveness. You grant us peace and hope, patience and perseverance in dealing with the realities of being human. Lord, in this time of frigid cold, many are thinking about those that are homeless, those who are without power, those who are hungry. So, Lord, as we enjoy warmth in our homes and food on our tables, we pray that in the ministries of the church and in the community, we would still continue to be reaching out and thinking of ways that we can help others. And, Lord, in the ways that you have helped us, we pray that you would fill us each with love and with an open heart and an open mind, and serve as you would call us to serve. Lord, in our time of worship, we pray for Neil Miller. We pray for his mother, Dorothy, and the rest of the family as he is dealing with a recent diagnosis of cancer. Lord, just discovered this week, and we pray for all of those appointments that he'll be with, going to. And we pray for Dorothy. We pray that you would just send her peace and comfort in this time. We pray for Jack and Barb as Jack has been hospitalized and waiting for that transfer to rehab. Lord, we're thankful that he was stronger this time after the situation than he was before. Lord, we continue to pray for Jody and for Tom and Monty as they recover. And Lord, we pray for the search committee, those 12 individuals, and we pray for the candidates, that there will be two candidates interviewed in the next couple of weeks. We pray for your discernment and your direction for both the search committee and the candidate, that we discern your will for this congregation and the ministry to our youth and young adults. Lord, we pray that as we are united this morning, we would be united in prayer, praying the prayer of our Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.